Hi. I'm Phoebe Buffay, and I have babies coming out of me.
Okay. Have you started having contractions?
Not yet. I heard they really hurt. Do they hurt?
Well.
Oh, my God.
And now, which of you is the father?
No, none of them are the father. The father is my brother.
Okay.
I'm so going to miss watching you freak people out like that.
Okay, Phoebe, look, this is for the babies to look at someday. So is there anything you want to say, you know, before it all starts?
Oh, okay. Hi, kids. It's me, Aunt Phoebe. Can't wait to see you. Please don't hurt me.
Hey, what took you guys so long? Your cab left when ours did.
We had to go back because I forgot my jacket.
That's right.
You're not wearing a jacket.
Oh, man, I did it again.
Okay, so someone has to call Frank and Alice, and then my mom, my... Joey, what are you doing?
I gotta get the before shot.
So we just spoke to the nurse, and the reason that your doctor is late is because she's not coming.
What?
Apparently she fell in the shower and hit her head.
Oh, my God, she's so stupid!
Phoebe, it's going to be okay.
That's easy for you to say. I don't see three kids coming out of your vagina.
Hey, listen, you know what? The nurse said that the doctor is wonderful.
Yeah, he's the head of the department.
All right. Ooh. Oh, dear God, save me.
What?
I'm having my first contraction.
Oh,
it's not bad.
Okay.
Oh. And so the miracle of birth begins.
And I...
Hey, you okay?
Ooh, something hurts.
Ooh, it's sympathy pains. Oh, that's so sweet.
Right, I didn't know I cared that much.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
Phoebe, I'm Dr. Herod. I'm going to be delivering your babies. Now, I want you to know you're going to be in good hands. I've been doing this for a long time. I'll be back in a minute to do your internal. In the meantime, just relax because everything here looks great. And also, I love Fonzie.
Did he just say he loves Fonzie?
That's what it sounded like.
All right.
Where's Alice?
Delaware. She's on her way, though, so until she gets here, I'm going to be your coach. But don't worry, she told me all about the La Mazda stuff.
Yeah, that's when if you get the babies out by the end of the month, they give you 2% financing.
Yeah.
Monica, you're going to be very proud of me. I just got us dates with two unbelievably cute nurses.
Oh, my.
They are male nurses.
Not in my head.
Anyway, they want to take us out Saturday night. What do you say? I don't think so.
What? What are you talking about? You're the one who's been telling me to get over Ross and move on. I'm moving on, and you're moving on with me. Come on, give me one good reason why you don't want to go.
Why don't you give me something that would be a good reason, and then I'll tell you if it's true.
What?
Harder than it sounds, isn't it?
Okay, you're coming with me. And I also told them that if we're still here when they get off, that we'll go down to the cafeteria and get some Jell-O with them.
Yep. There's always room for Jell-O.
Joey, how do you make that dirty?
Oh, it's easy. Yeah, I can do it with anything. Watch, Grandma's chicken salad.
Ross,
Get a shot of this. Hey, babies. These are the headlines on the day you were born. Okay, now, girl baby, turn away. And boy babies, check it out, huh? This is what naked women look like the month you were born. All right, now let's dive right into the good stuff.
Oh, okay, I'm having another one. What? This one doesn't hurt either. Oh, yes, it does. Ow! 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 Ooh! Ooh, I was kind of hoping that was it.
Hey, where are Monica and Rachel, anyway?
Oh, a couple of nurses asked them out. Maybe they're with them.
Really? Male nurses?
Yeah, I was bummed, too.
So they're going on dates? When?
I think Saturday. Ah!
What's with him?
Sympathy pains. I thought it was really sweet at first, but now I think he's just trying to steal my thunder.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, you know, Fonzie dated triplets.
This Fonzie person you keep referring to, is that another doctor?
Oh, no. Fonzie is the nickname of Arthur Fonzarelli. The Fonz.
All right. So.
It's not that weird, is it?
It's very weird. I don't want some guy down there telling me I'm, you know, dilated Amundo.
To be fair, he doesn't seem to be impersonating Fonzie.
What are you doing? Why are you defending him? Just get me another doctor, one who is not crazy and is not Fonzie.
Again, it's not that he...
Ah! Hey, there you are.
Listen, I think there's something that you should know.
Oh, is this about you? You dating the nurse?
Yeah,
Joe Reddit told me. And I am so, so fine. I mean, you and I were just, you know, we're nothing. We're just goofing around.
Actually, I was about to tell you that I was going to get out of it. But, hey, if we're just goofing around, then maybe I will go out with him.
Fine. Maybe I will, too.
Hey, you guys, look what I found in the gig shop. Oh, get up.
Okay, Phoebes, this is Dr. Oberman. He has no strong feelings about Fonzie or any of the Happy Days gang.
Hi, and you're going into what grade?
I'm actually a first-year resident, but I get that a lot. See, I graduated early.
Uh-huh, me too. Ross, maybe I should have specified that I'd be needing a grown-up doctor.
Oh, no, really, I'm fully qualified to...
Shh, Doogie, shh. Doesn't anybody understand that I'm going to be having babies soon? Huh? Go, little boy, go!
Oh, cool, you made him cry.
Mr. Tribbiani, I'm afraid you've got kidney stones.
Well, what else could it be?
It's kidney stones. Or kidney stones.
All right, you're getting there. Oh, you know, these babies are very, very lucky.
They are? Why?
They have the honor of being born on the Fonz's half birthday.
Happy birthday.
Just to clarify, I'm not Fonzie.
I just got to tell you, I think this is such a terrific thing that you're having these babies for Frank and Alice.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Yeah.
I want to keep one.
Oh, I'm going to be on the news.
Okay, Phoebe, honey, you've got to be kidding. I mean, you know you can't keep one of these babies.
Why not? Maybe I can. You don't know.
What? Yes, I do. I do know. Frank and Alice are going to want to keep all of their children.
Maybe not, you know? Seriously, three babies are a handful. Maybe they're, you know, looking for a chance to unload one of them. Listen, I'd hate to miss an opportunity just because I didn't ask.
Phoebe, no, this is insane.
Oh, just ask him.
What? Me?
I can't ask him. Do you have any idea how inappropriate that would be?
All I'm saying is just talk to Frank, okay? Just, you know, feel him out.
No, forget it. I'm not going to ask Frank to give you one of his kids.
You're right.
Tell him it's for you. Feeling a little better, sweetie?
Maybe a little. Wish you hadn't seen me throw up.
Me too.
Hey, I just heard. What's up?
Getting his stones. Now, ordinarily, Mr. Tribbiani, we try to break the stones up with shock waves, but they're too close to the bladder now. Which means we can either wait for you to pass them or else go up the urethra.
No. Nothing is going up, okay? Up. Up is not an option. What's a urethra? Are you crazy?
So did you ask him? No, I haven't had a chance to be alone with him yet.
Well, I'm kind of on a clock here.
Oh, Fonzie.
You know who I always liked? Mark. Undo it.
Fonzie met Mark. Mark froze Fonzie.
Yeah. Yes, but Fonzie was already cool. So he wasn't hurt, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey. Hi, how you doing?
Okay, Dr. Seuss any minute now.
Hey, you know, Alice is gonna be here so soon. You couldn't just, like, do me a favor and, like hold him in.
Sorry, Frank, I'm kind of in the middle of the last favor you asked me to do.
Monica, this is Dan, one of the guys that we're going to be going out with on Saturday. Dan, Monica.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, Dan. I'm really looking forward to Saturday night. Really, really.
So, Dan, nurse, not a doctor, huh? Kind of girly, isn't it?
Chandler.
Nah, that's okay. I'm just doing this to put myself through medical school.
Oh.
And it didn't feel so girly during the Gulf War.
Sure. And listen, thanks for doing that for us, by the way.
So, why wait till Saturday? Are you free tomorrow?
Sure. I'll get somebody to cover my shift.
Oh, great.
Hey, how about it? You and me, Saturday night.
No.
All right, very good.
A big one.
Oh! Oh! Oh, get these things out of me.
Breathe through the pain.
I want the drugs, Ross. I want the drugs. I do too.
Yeah, I love you. Okay, bye. Hi.
Hi.
That was Alice's mom. She said that she left 5 hours ago. She should be here by now.
Oh, honey, don't worry. She's going to make it on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Frank, 3 babies. Whew, that just seems like a lot, huh?
Not to me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, you're 10 centimeters. Time to start having some babies. All right, I want only the father in here, please.
Oh,
right. Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck. Love you. Bye, Dan.
Bye, Monica.
Bye, Mummy Boo.
All right, I need a clamp, sterile towel, and channel 31.
What is that? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. It's a good one. Fonzie plays the bongos.
All right.
You ready? It's time to try pushing.
Are you ready? It's time to try peeing.
Wait. It's almost time to try peeing.
Now push. That's it, push. Now just concentrate on pushing. Yep, here we go.
I see the head.
Yep.
Yes, it has a head.
All right. Now that's it. Keep pushing. Come on.
I can't believe there's somebody coming out of you right now. There's somebody coming out of you. And it's my son.
All right.
Here's your first baby.
Yes! Yes, we got a baby boy! Frank Jr. Jr.
How does he look? How does he look?
So gross!
Okay, you ready to push again?
I already had a baby. Leave me alone.
Okay, okay, come on. You can do it. You can do it. Leslie's here. We got another one.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I have two children. How scary is that?
Come on, little Chandler. It's time to be born. Come on, little Chandler.
Yep.
Come
right.
on.
He's coming. Yep. He's coming. He's coming.
Hey, where's his thing? Chandler's a girl!
Oh, God. Kindergarten flashback.
Oh, they must have read the sonogram wrong because they thought it was a boy. But Chandler's a girl! Chandler's a girl!
Okay, keep saying it.
Too late?
No, no, no. Everything's okay. Everybody's healthy. There's 30 fingers and 30 toes.
We have our babies.
Yeah.
Oh, we have our babies.
Oh, my God.
You did it, man.
Would you like to see them?
They're so small.
So I'll call you tomorrow.
Great.
So, are you really going to go out with that nurse, man?
Well, you and I are just goofing around. I thought, why not just goof around with him?
You know, I don't know if you've ever looked up the term goofing around in the dictionary. Well, I have. And the technical definition is two friends who care a lot about each other and have amazing sex and just want to spend more time together. You know, but if you have this newfangled dictionary that gets you mad at me, then we have to, you know, get you my original dictionary. I am so bad at this.
I think you're better than you think you are.
Really? Okay. So it...
Know when to stop.
You know, I sense that I should stop. So we're okay?
Yeah. All right, I want to go tell Dan that it's not going to happen. Don't do the dance.
Right.
You think you're my favorite.
Which one do you have?
I don't care.
Hi. Hey. Hi. So, Frank and Alice wanted me to tell you they're still outside making phone calls.
Oh, but, I mean, did you talk to them about, you know...
Yeah. No, honey.
Oh, okay. It was a long shot. Hey, you guys, can I just have, like, a second alone with the babies?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Seems like yesterday I was talking to you in that little petri dish. Everyone said labor was the hardest thing I'd ever have to do, but they were wrong. This is. Well, I had the most fun with you guys. And I wish I could take you home and see you every day, but... Okay, I'll settle for being your favorite aunt. I know Alice's sister has a pool, but you lived in me. Okay, so we're cool. Yeah, we're gonna be great. Okay. Little high fives. Ah! Well, if you're gonna cry.
Phoebe, we are so proud of you. You're amazing.
I know.
So does it really hurt as bad as they say?
Yeah.
You won't be able to take it.
So now that little Chandler turned out to be a girl, what are they going to name her?
They're going to call her Chandler.
It's kind of a masculine name, don't you think?
Works on you.